Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock and my mind made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a-knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right where on my feet. I throw my head in the air, I look him straight in the eye, bring my foot on the rock, and my mind's made up. The devil, he will tempt you and fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even pride take your life. But put your trust in Jesus and say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, Satan, he's got his mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back once again. Just lift up the name of Jesus. This is Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, Reaching the World for Christ. So we'd like for you to call in, be a part of this service tonight. Blog Talk Radio, the number that you call in on is 347-308-8524. So call in, be a part of this with us tonight, just to lifting up the name of Jesus. 347-308-8524. Our subject tonight is if we are in darkness, we cannot be a light to the world. You know, that's true today. If we're in darkness, we cannot be a light to the world. That's what Jesus told us to do, to be the light of this world. You know, if we're in darkness, we can't be that light that God wants us to be. So that's our subject for tonight. And you can call in, be with us, just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth with us. 347-308-8524. So, call in, be a part of this service with us. Now, I'm going to ask my wife to give the prayer request. So, just worship with us, and we're going to take the prayer request before the Lord and believe God for the answer of it.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio tonight, Reaching the World for Christ. And I want to give a praise report again about how the Lord healed me in camp meeting. I had a sciatic nerve problem, and the Lord just come down and took it away, and I've been pain-free since, and I just give God all the praise and all the glory for it. We're going to read some prayer requests. We got a lot here that needs to be prayed for. Tammy White and her family need salvation. Remember my nephew Ryan that's in Iraq. The Millers need God to move on their behalf. Robert Norris needs salvation and deliverance from alcohol. Bobby Bryant needs a bus for his ministry. And he thinks he's got the swine flu tonight, so remember him. Remember me as I go in for surgery on Wednesday morning. A little boy by the name of Aaron is having surgery on Thursday, so remember him. A little girl named Rosie has the swine flu. The Taylors need a vehicle and a financial breakthrough. Pastor Don Wilson's been told that he's going blind in one eye, but we know that the devil is a liar. And Lonnie Jones has staph infection on his leg, and they've been having to draft skin, so remember him. And let's remember all the people that's listening, that God will supply their needs, whether it's physical, spiritual, or financial. We know that God's more than able to meet their needs. And most of all, let's pray for the people that are living in darkness, that they will come to the saving knowledge of God. And let's pray for Lois and Lloyd Dockery for salvation. And Lois has cancer and needs a miracle. Let's all just go to the Lord in prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before you right now. God, we thank you, Lord, for this time, God, that we're able to come to lift you up, Father. Lord, that we can lift up those prayer requests, Father. Lord, that you just reach down, God, that you would just touch them. And Father, that you will move, that you will heal, that you will save and sanctify and fill with the Holy Ghost. Father, them that's sick and afflicted, God, we ask you, Father, that you touch them. Lord, that you will move upon them right now, Father. That you will answer their request. And Father, them that's looking, God. Father, that's looking and searching
you,
God. We know, Lord, that you have all power in heaven and earth. And we know that you took the stripes, God.
By your stripes, they are healed in Jesus' name. God, touch all those.
Lord, we thank you, Father.
Have the swine flu. We just come against it, spirit of swine flu. We bind it and we cast it down to the pits of hell where it belongs in Jesus' name. God, we just praise you and we just thank you that you're going to touch and meet every need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We want you to call in tonight now and be with us on this at 347-308-8524. So, just call in and be a part of this service with us. So we're going to read some Word of God here and speak a few minutes and just believe God for what he wants done. You know, God is able tonight to meet every need that we have. And if we're in darkness, we cannot be the light of the world. You know, God has called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light that we can shine a light to this lost and dying world, that they can see and repent of their sins and make heaven their home. So we want to just let my wife come and bring the scriptures to you tonight. And praise the Lord.
John 3:17 says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither come to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God."
Amen. Now, I want us to look here just for a minute. You know, she read there in John 3:17, it said, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." You know, God sent Jesus down here. He didn't come down here to condemn. He come down here to seek to save that which was lost. And you know, that's all the purpose that Jesus done. He come here to win them that was lost, them that was in darkness. He called them out of the darkness into the marvelous light. And you know, that's what he's still doing today. He's calling people that's in darkness, out of the darkness, out of the ways of the sins of this world, and turn them around and putting their feet up on a solid rock that they, praise God, can see the light. Hallelujah. 573, go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
This is Brother Miller up here in Missouri. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Glad that you come in, Brother Miller, to join us and be with us here tonight, just to lift up the name of Jesus. I was just speaking there from John 3:17 about that he come not into the world to condemn the world, but that he come into the world to save them. John 3:17 says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." You know, God, I believe, is calling the people out of the darkness into the marvelous light, just like Peter talks about over there, 2:9. You know, he said that he called them out, and we were a peculiar people and a chosen a priesthood. You know, and I thank God tonight that we are the people that God has called out of the darkness, and we was once in darkness, but we've been called out, and we're in the light. You know, right here, 1 Peter 2:9, it says, "But we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, to your people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." You know, I thank God that I was called out of the darkness into his marvelous light. And just because of that, God has done something special for us. So go ahead, Brother Miller, and just obey the Lord there.
Well, you know, God loves everybody.
He
wants everybody to be saved. He wants everybody to come out of the darkness. He don't want nobody to be in darkness. That's why God, you know, seen and made all things, said, hey, I got to do something here. This ain't right. My people are not, you know, humbling themselves. They're not coming to the light. They're doing their own thing. And he's not pleased in this. That's something that, you know, everything makes a circle. I've said this and I'll keep saying it. Everything goes in a circle. What was in the beginning is now happening in the latter. And I know that when God looked up on the earth and he wasn't pleased, he sent his only begotten son. He stepped off the throne room, so to speak, part of him.
Yes.
And manifested into another body and come to the earth. They called him Jesus. You know, that's one thing about it. I mean, if you're not in darkness, you have all the power that you need. I mean, you have the blood of Jesus. You have the dove of the Holy Ghost Spirit, and you got God. And I think they all three are one, and I believe that if you can walk in the light and not walk in the dark, you've got all kinds of benefits in this earth. Now, they may not come when you want them, and they might not come when you need them, as you well may think, but God is quite in control of all things, and what we got to do here in the end time, I call it the end time, what we got to do here in the middle of Revelation is get a grip on who God really is and what his intentions are, not what our intentions are. If we want to walk in the dark, you know, the Bible says go out in the highway and hedges and compel them to come in. Now, if we're in the highway and hedges, let me tell you, you may be the only light thing around where you're standing. What I'm saying is if you're born again Christian and you believe in the works of the cross and you believe in the power of Jesus, you are a light. You are a very being shining in a dark place. And what I'm about to tell you is that the earth is corrupt with darkness. It's just so dark that God has right now, I'm surprised God hasn't come back already and gathered his people and brought him on home. And it could very be tonight. It could very be tomorrow. Who knows when God really is going to come. But I'm telling you, I can see what Revelation says. When God has had enough, when his plan is made full circle, he's coming for his people, and it's our job to go into dark places and show the light. How do you show the light? By love. By what Jesus did, what Jesus said, how Jesus felt. I mean, even the very people that crucified him, he loved. The very people that crucified him, you know, he had compassion. So where are we at in a dark place? Are we in a place of love? Are we in a place where we can actually touch a broken heart, a damaged spirit, someone that's been hurt by a loved one, someone that's been hurt by a church member. Come on, somebody, you don't have to be in darkness all the time. Some of the Christians are walking this earth are still in darkness, and they need to be brought back into the light. Just because you confess the Lord, Lord don't mean you're part of him, because part of the Bible will tell you in one place there that he was in darkness, and he said, there'll be some that stands before me that will say, Lord, didn't I cast out devils in your name? Didn't I do these great works and all this? And all I remember is the Bible saying, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. He wasn't talking about these children in darkness. He was talking about our brothers and sisters that fell by the wayside that think they're still walking in the light and they still got the blessings of the light. But I'm here to tell them people that they don't have the blessing of the light. They may be deceived and think they're children of God, but I'm here to tell them that if you went by the wayside, if you think you got it all in a bag of chips, you might want to search yourself and seek yourself.
Yeah.
I want to say this. If you're a child of God and you're walking in a dark place and everything's okay, you ain't got no trials and you ain't got no tribulations, you ain't got no pain, you ain't got no suffering, let me tell you, my neighbor, you might want to get a hold of the cross again, because my Bible tells me we'll be persecuted for his name's sake. That tells me when I'm in the gutters, when I'm in the dark valleys, when things are like no way out, when it seems like there's no help on my left hand and on my right hand, when my brother's all forsaken me and I'm standing all alone, I got one thing I can call on. I can call on the name of the Lord Jesus. I can reach for the hem of the garment. He'll pull me up when no man will. He'll give me my blessings that I need when no one will. He will take me out of a dark place and put me in a light place, and he will give me feed. He will give me food, and he will give me feed that I need to keep walking forth in his anointing and his strength. Did he not teach Moses? Did he not walk with Moses? Did he not lead Moses? Did he not tell Moses what to do? Did he not lead him out of the wilderness? Did he not lead him into the land of milk and honey? I want to know, do you hear what I'm trying to tell you tonight? There's a lot of people walking in darkness that don't have to be. There's a lot of people that's saying that they are Christ-like, but they're not. There's a lot of people that's up in the building, up in the sanctuary, confessing, Lord, Lord, when their heart's far from him. You know, I look at it this way. God don't look on you for your really hard works and your hard labor. He looks on your heart, because sometimes people's hearts are not in the right place. They're doing it for the wrong reasons, and I'm a heart person. I want to touch the heart of God. I want to love the heart of God. I want the heart of God to dwell in me. I want the blessings of the heart of God to burst out of me. I want it to speak to the people. I want the heart of God to be talking to the people. I don't want me talking to the people. I don't want me walking in the light. I want God. I want Jesus in the light. I want people to see Jesus in me, hear Jesus in me, feel Jesus in me. I want their heart to be filled. I want their heart to be caressed and nurtured and healed and brought back in the marvelous light. Well, they don't have to go by the wayside. They don't have to walk in darkness. But let me tell you, a lot of children that want to be Christ-like are not there. They want to be, but they got the wrong reason why. Their heart's not right. If your heart's not right, you can't please God. Amen. If you can't please God, you're still in darkness. So tonight, my heart tells me to seek, to watch, to listen, to know that my heart and my ways are pleasing unto God. Do I hear his voice in times of need? Do I hear his? Listen, people, I'm telling you, Christians would not be thirsting. Would not be hungry. They would not be suffering. They wouldn't be going through hard times if the people of God was doing what they're supposed to do. And what do I mean by that? I mean that people hear the voice of God, and God will tell them, say, you need to go bless this individual. Give him $1,000. You need to go over here and lay hands on this one. I'll use you to give him a new heart. Listen, over here's got cancer, but if you walk 12 miles to the wilderness to get to that one that's got cancer and lay hands on him, I will do the works. I will remove the cancer. But let me tell you, these people don't want to. They got the I don't care. They got the it's too much trouble. I'm living a too fast race. I got too many children. I got too many things going on. I got to go to the ball game. I got to go down here to this, and I got to go do that. Let me tell you. You know if you're walking in the will of God. I ain't got to tell you. I'm not talking about you. If you're walking in the will of God, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about all these other people that hear God's voice, that walk in darkness, that won't take authority, won't take control, and they're out of his will, and one day they'll stand before him, and then people that I'm talking about, he'll say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. And I don't want that to happen to anybody, and as a child of God, I'm here to tell you tonight, if you're listening by cam, if you're listening by radio, or whatever you're listening by, I'm not putting you down. I'm telling you to get it right. And if you've already got it right, praise God, keep walking forth holding the banner of Christ and letting the dark children know that there is a light and that there is people that is in the light that do have the real goods, and they're walking forth for Christ and they're holding the banner saying, come to me, God's using me, I can give you a blessing, I can do this in the name of Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ. I do nothing but all things through me are done by the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because I walk in his light, and I don't walk in darkness no more. He said, when I was a child, I talked like a child. When I was a child, I act like a child. But he said, when I became an adult, when I become a man, I put away childish ways. I put away childish ways, and I walk like a man. I talk like a man. I take authority like a man. I take control like a man. And how do I do that? By the blood of Jesus, by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm nothing in myself, but all things are possible through the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can somebody hear me tonight? Can somebody hear the voice of God? This ain't me speaking. This ain't Brother Miller. This is God talking to you. I've rang your doorbell tonight. There's two or three individuals that know that you're supposed to bless individuals, and you walked away from it. You said, I don't like them. I don't want to bless them. That ain't God. You're wrong, friend. You're wrong. He was supposed to do that, and he ran from it. He backed away from it. Woe be unto thee, saith the Lord. Woe be unto thee. If you have had a calling and you've missed the boat, repent, 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 and come back to the cross and pick up the cross and hope that it's not too late. Listen to the voice of God. He may give you a second chance. He may tell you to come again. He may tell you to come again. Who knows? But I can tell you that if you're one of these individuals that I'm talking about, you better get hot on God's heart. You better get hot on God's footsteps, because I wouldn't want the Holy Ghost after me. I wouldn't want the wrath of God on me because I was disobedient. Listen, the Bible don't lie. There's not a lie in the Bible nowhere. I don't care what people might be saying. I believe that it's real from the beginning to the front, even the word genuine leather. It doesn't matter if it was Hebrew, Greek, or whatever it may be. We've got enough to hang on to get us to the house of God. If you want to bicker and complain over just a few words, you got a problem. You got a heart problem. I'm telling you, you got a heart problem. There's enough in all this Bible to get you home if you'll just only believe. Walk by faith, not by sight. Stay out of darkness. Get out of darkness. You have no place in darkness. God's children has no place in darkness. Even the Samaritan. I mean, all through the Bible, it gives you chances. It gives you hope. All through the Bible. Just over a few words, it might not be right. Somebody might have wrote them down wrong. Somebody might have gotten flesh, wanted to change this or that. Yeah, it ain't right. I don't agree with it. Amen. But there's enough in that Bible to get you to where you know what's right and what's wrong.
Amen.
For these people that are using that for excuse, shame on you. Shame on you. This preacher right here is telling you tonight, shame on you. My God, you ought to be on your knees right now praising God.
Amen.
I feel the wrath of God up in the house because his people are walking, most of them, not all of them, praise God for the ones that are doing it right, but most of God's people are walking in disobedience. They're just in much darkness as the children that never come to the cross. My God and my Father in heaven's not pleased. He's not pleased.
No, he's not.
There's too many people suffering. There's too many people hungry. There's too many people needing clothes. There's too many people needing all kinds of things. Water, my God.
Yeah.
Healing in their body. I mean, there's saints that's walking with the authority, the power in their vessel to go forth into dark places to lay hands on the sick, the afflicted, and raise the dead, open eyes, open ears. Where are they? Why not? Who is? Where are you going to go? God needs it. God needs you as a willing vessel to walk in dark places, and you've rejected him. Shame on you.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Brother, I didn't have this on my heart. Matter of fact, when I called in, I just wanted to listen to see what was going on the program. I don't even know who's on the program. But God got a hold of me, and he said, my people. He said, I'm not talking about the ones that are lost. He said, I've got a lot of problems. Yeah, a lot of people are lost, and they need to come to me. But you know what my word says? There'll be just a few to make it in. And I see the gates of hell widening every day.
Yes.
But God put it on my heart to tell the people that are called by his name, that are using his name, that are saying they're born again, that saying they're working by the works of the cross. He's telling me to tell them to get it right because they don't have it right.
Amen.
Most of them. Most of them. And if you're not one of these, I'm not talking to you.
Come on.
You know who you are. You know who you are. I ain't got to tell you. This is a hard saying. This is a hard place to be. But I'll walk the line. I'll walk the line for my Jesus. I'll tell you if you're doing wrong. If the Spirit of God rises up in me and tells me your name, I don't want to embarrass you, but I'll speak your name.
Yes,
because
amen.
I'm on the radio. I will let you know if God gives me your address and your name. Because I don't want anyone to perish.
Come on,
no
brother.
One needs to perish. Hell is real and heaven's real. There's no reason.
Yes.
That we have to be bound into a pit of hell. There's no reason. God has tarried. God has walked with us for many years. God has given us all the authority. He said, I'll go away for a little while. But you know, the reason he went away is because he loved us so much. He went to prepare mansions in heaven.
Amen.
To build a place for us to dwell for eternity. For eternity.
Amen.
These people here on earth, let me tell you, earth is just a stepping stone
yes,
to determine where we're going to spend, either in darkness or in light.
Amen.
And that's what this program's about tonight, I understand.
Yes.
It's about children in darkness. It's about children in the light. Why would anybody want to go to the pit of hell? My God, it's hard enough. If you walk every day with the Word in your heart, every day with the authority of Jesus in your heart, there will be times you'll make mistakes. You may even stumble a little bit. You might even fall.
Come on.
But it ain't how hard you hit that ground. It's how high you bounce back in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because you're living in Satan's domain right now. Let me tell you about Earth. Earth has got a lot of bad stuff in it. You were born into sin. From the day of your mother's womb, you was born into sin.
Yeah.
And it was God's destiny to see you come to the light. It was God's destiny. It was His desire for you to come to the light. Now, I don't know how old you may be in this hour since you've been born out of your mother's womb, but I know that there's been enough people that have come to you and told you about Jesus, enough to get your heart stirred to see who He is, to find truth. And if He hasn't, if there hasn't been anybody knocking your door,
man,
then there may be something coming to you very, very soon, my friend.
Yes, okay.
Because God says that He's going to go into all the world. That way everybody has a chance in the whole world,
amen,
to know about God's love and about God's glory, about God's authority, about God's mercy,
yes,
about God's grace. And this is an hour of blessing, really, for people that have never come to the cross, that have never come and walked in the light. Oh, my God, it's wonderful. And I praise God for it. Brother, I'm going to be quiet a little bit. I don't know who's on here tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Right now, brother, just us. We got another call in, so we'll get this on here just in a second.
Lord.
Praise the Lord. 330, go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, Lloyd, this is Dwayne up in Ohio.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
We're ministering on, if you're in darkness, let's see here.
Yes.
It cannot be a light to the world. You know, we got to be in the light. You know, as Brother Miller was a minister in our men to go, he brought some things to my mind there. You know, the scripture said it's not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, that's going to enter in, but he that doeth the Father's will. And you know, as Brother Miller was saying there, Brother Wayne, you know, people need to follow the Lord and follow Him daily. You know, praise God. People, if they'll walk in the light as He is the light, then they're not going to be in the darkness. And you know, I thank God tonight that He has called us out of the darkness and put us in His marvelous light. And I also, I thank God, I want to say this. I was thinking another term in to go. I want to thank God for the one that made it possible this week for us to come on this next month. And I praise God, you know, that people hear God's voice, and when they hear it, they obey. And, you know, right here, all they got to do is Lloyd and Betty Yearwood.com / and donate, and they can get right in there and donate to our broadcast and help us stay on the air and keep us on the line and keep us going for the Lord. So go ahead, Brother Dwayne, and obey the Lord there.
I think we'll be utterly shocked of the number of people that will say, Lord, Lord.
Yeah.
I was looking in Ephesians 5, starting about verse 3, fornication, all uncleanness, or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become a saint, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks.
Amen.
For this you know, that no whoremonger, and I'm surprised he mentioned whoremongers, what's probably the worst sin in church today? Adultery.
Come on, brother.
He says that you know, nor whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God.
Amen.
Verse 6 says, let no man deceive you with vain words. There's leadership in church today using vain words, saying, oh, it's okay, you can live any lifestyle you want and you're still going to be there. We have leadership saying that. It says, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. And verse 7, be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness. But now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. Doesn't tell us to walk as children of the darkness anymore.
Amen. You know, we've got to come out of the darkness. And you know, one thing that stuns me, and I heard this past week, it was in the news, an organization, church organization now, get this, a church organization is adoning and okaying and licensing homosexuals into their pulpits, try to lead somebody to the light. Now, there ain't no way a homosexual, a lesbian, can lead anybody to the light because they're in darkness of theirself. They need to come out of that mess, just as you read there, and they need to get their life straightened up and get all the sins washed under the blood and come into this marvelous light that we're talking about. And we want, you know, then they can lead people into the light and bring the darkness out. But, you know, when they're confessing that they are a homosexual and they're going to live a homosexual lifestyle and they're going to pastor a church, no, that's not of God. I'm sorry to tell them that they need to repent and get their sins under the blood and look to the kingdom of God, because God is not pleased with that. They can look, and this is a scripture, praise God, they don't want nobody to mention, don't want nobody to bring it up, but they need to look into the first chapter of Romans, and they can find out there, praise God, what's going to happen to them, because the Bible said that men would be lovers of themselves and more than lovers of God. Then it goes on and said he turned them over to a reprobate mind and let them believe a lie and be damned. And, you know, that's what's wrong with them today. Them homosexuals and them lesbians and all of them, and I'll probably get some slack on this because I get slack on some of the ministers that we put across this line anyway, but I don't care. I'm a standing for Jesus Christ, and I'm going to stand in the light as he is the light, and I'm going to tell the darkness they're going to have to come out of darkness and get their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, because I've read over in the 20th chapter of Revelation where it said the small and the great would stand before God, and he said one book was open, and another book, which is many books, are going to be open, and whosoever name wasn't found written in it, they were going to be cast into the second death, which is the lake of fire, to burn forever and ever. And I tell you, it's time that people realize that they got to come back into the light. The homosexuals and the lesbians is not going to make it into the kingdom of God, because they've got to repent and get their sins under the blood if they want to make heaven their home. I tell you, it's stirring my heart when I hear that people says I'm a Christian, and you know, as I said there a while ago, he said it's not everyone that said, Lord, Lord, if you want to enter in, but he that doeth the Father's will. They cannot be doing the Father's will if they're in darkness. Because God is not darkness, and in him is no darkness. In him is the light. And Jesus said in him was the light of men.
That's right.
We've got to come into the light. And I thank God But he chose me out of that darkness and put me in that marvelous light, and I'm going to do my best to serve God and to please God if it hair-lips every devil in hell and Satan himself. Praise the Lord.
We're not supposed to add to the Bible, and we're not supposed to take away from the Bible.
Amen.
We're supposed to believe what Jesus gives us, and I've heard these hang-ups, and y'all have too. For the people that want to do their own thing,
yeah,
and they don't want to do what the book says, they say, well, who wrote the Bible?
Yeah.
It was man. Man wrote the Bible. I don't believe anything that a man does. A man wrote the Bible.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you. Can I just tell you that anybody that makes a statement like that is just like an ostrich sticking their head in the sand. You can't hear nothing. You don't have no discernment, and you ain't got no Spirit of God in you. Can I just tell you today, friends and neighbors, that I love you in Christ? However, if you are one of these that's saying that God did not direct, did not inspire, did not write the Bible, you are deceived, my friend. Let me tell you, the Spirit of God is a living God. The Holy Ghost is a living Spirit of God that directs His people. That's why you hear people praying in tongues. That's why when God speaks to them by His Spirit, they go forth and lay hands on individuals, and you see them healed. Now, I'm not talking about people that don't believe. I'm not talking about people that don't believe. They already don't believe it. But I'm talking about people that confess to be Christians. I'm talking about people that walk in the authority, or they say they do, but they say, well, I don't believe much in that Bible. I'll do my own thing, and I'll just believe part of it. I'm not going to believe all of it, because who wrote the Bible? Men wrote the Bible. No, the Spirit of God come up on every one of them individuals. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul.
Yes.
All of them had the authority. He even told Peter, he said, I give you all authority. I'm going to give you the keys. But, it don't matter. You're not going to change these individuals' minds.
No.
They don't care. They're on their way to a place called hell.
Yes.
And they just deceived, and they don't want to come out of their deceivedness, which is darkness.
Come on, brother.
That's right.
Amen.
I've talked with homosexuals concerning Lot's time.
Yes.
And all of them surrounded Lot's house. They wanted to rape those angels.
Yes.
And the homosexuals told me, well, that's not normal homosexuality. That was rape, people.
Yeah.
God's not talking about normal homosexuality.
They just make up their own rules. They just want to make up their own rules. But what?
Yeah.
It don't matter what me and you say. They're going to believe what they want to believe. But if they don't want to believe God, then we can't change them. We can't pluck them out of the fire. It's going to take the Spirit of God, and they don't believe that. But for those that don't know no better, I'll just tell you right now, Jesus is alive, and He's on the throne, and He's well. His plan is coming together. He's doing good, and He has all heaven and earth in control and in His authority. And if you don't want to believe God's word, if you don't want to believe God's Spirit wrote the Bible, then that's your decision. That's your decision. So don't come crying to us. It's sort of like atheists. Atheists don't want to have nothing to do with the Bible. They don't want to believe in nothing. No God.
That's right.
No God at all. They just ain't no God. Have you ever noticed most atheists, when it comes down to where they're fixing to leave the earth, they cry out to God. Something? Now they can believe in nothing, and all of the very end, they cry out to God, God save us. Well, why should God save them? They wasted the whole life on earth. That's like that one man having one talent, and he took his talent and buried it in the dirt, buried it in the sand, and didn't do nothing with it. That's what an atheist is. That's about the worst you can get, but that's all right. Hell's going to be full of people, and I ain't going to be one of them.
Amen.
And I'm trying to share the truth with people who have ears to hear. But you know what? I'm not going to cast my pearls among swine. I'm not going to do it.
Right.
I choose better. My Lord, my Savior told me not to cast my pearls among swine. And you know what? If they can't believe in the Spirit of God, if they don't believe in any God at all, as far as I'm concerned, they're swine. Because I'm not casting my pearls. I'll tell them about Jesus if they want to hear it.
Yes.
I'll be nice to talk to them. But if they have deaf ears, I'm getting away from them. I'll find somebody that want to hear it and want to receive it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I want to ask Sister Betty to come and read some more scriptures right here. Praise God. Acts 26, and she's going to start in verse 13.
At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. You know, now that was Saul. And you know, when the light struck them down and they all fell to the earth, and when he stood up, he said, Lord, Lord, who art thou? And Jesus said, I'm the one that persecuted. You know, and that's what's wrong. These people out there today is doing the very same thing that Saul done. He said, and I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, who thou persecuted. You know, Saul, he was a murderer. He was a torturer. He done everything to terminate, to crucify the church of the living God.
Yes.
When that light come down and struck him down, and he rose up, and another, I believe we go on that same scripture there, where he told him to go on down into the street of straight, and there'll be Ananias will come, and he'll lay hands on you and pray for you, that the scales might fall from your eyes and you can see. And you know, that's what the Lord has done for us. You know, when we were out there in sin, we might not have been going around murdering people, but we wasn't lifting up the name of Jesus, and we was persecuting the Lord. But whenever he struck us down and dealt with us, and we turned our lives around and got into that marvelous light and got our sins earned the blood, that's what the Lord is telling us to do today. Is to tell them people that's out there in darkness that they're going to have to come into this marvelous light if they want to make heaven their home. You know, it's not his will that any should perish, but all come to repentance. You know, it's his will that every single person on the face of this earth and everyone's ever been here realize that Jesus come and died on the cross that they could have life. And that they could be in the light. And you know, I thank God today that we can look to the offer and the finisher of our faith in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead, one of you, and obey the Lord.
Well, you know.
You know.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I look at Apostle Paul before he was born again as probably the biggest, largest, whatever you want to call it, mass murderer in history. Yeah, he may not have committed the murders, but in his spirit it was there.
Yes.
Now, after he got saved, did he keep on murdering?
No.
No. So if you're homosexual and you get saved, are you supposed to keep on homosexualing?
No.
No.
No, you shouldn't become a pastor.
So, I agree. I know when I first got born again, within the first 24 hours, the Holy Spirit implanted in my spirit that everything that Bible says is true.
Yes, amen.
Everything. That was put in my spirit before I even started reading the Bible.
That's part of being born again, brother, I believe.
That is.
Amen. And you know, that's what I'm saying. These people that want to do their own thing, they know better. They know truth. It's just like when Jesus, walked the earth. They knew who he was.
Yeah.
If they didn't want to receive him, they wanted to do their own thing. And he was the Son of God. So, I mean, it ain't going to change. And our voice and our words, more than likely, will not penetrate the heart of very many people that are walking like that in that disobedient area. I mean, they're going to do their own thing because they are deceived and they think they can get away with it, and they've already been turned over more or less to a reprobate mind to believe it's a lie. And
that's
right. The thing is that you and I, all we can do is do what we're doing now, tell them there's another way. They need to come back to the way of the cross. They know. Like Jesus, when he walked earth, they also knew who he was, and they went ahead and killed him and let Barabbas go. They knew that Barabbas was even a murderer, and they still let Jesus, but that's so that his plan could be fulfilled, so you and I could be where we're at today telling people the truth. He's given us the authority. Why? Because of the Holy Ghost. Why? Because it's his plan. But let me tell you, when he stood before the people, and was it, I can't remember which king it was, but he said, do you not know, he's talking to Jesus, he said, do you not know that I have all authority? I can take your life, or I can kill you, or I can let you live. And Jesus looked at him and says, you have no authority or power over me, only my Father. And that was what we got to do nowadays. Nobody can take our life unless God allows it. It has to go through the hand of God. It's what did he tell Job? He told Job, Satan come to and fro, looking to whom he may devour. And Job looked at him, he said, have you tried my good and faithful servant Job? But I go back to this because to prove a point. Why? Because Satan has power if you walk in darkness. Let me tell you how much Satan's power is. Satan told Jesus, he said, you've got a hedge around this man.
Yes.
This just man, this holy man, you got a hedge around him. I can't do nothing with him. See, right now, you and I, walking in God's authority with the Holy Ghost, we got a hedge around us. Why? Because Jesus loves us and because we're obedient and we walk in the light. Does that mean things can't come our way? No. Things can come through our way. And it depends on whether God wants to brag on you and I. Because he don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. Now, let me tell you what he did. He was bragging on Job. He said, I'll take the hedge down. He said, you can do anything to that man, but you can't take his life. Now, what does that tell you? That tells you that without a hedge around you, without walking in the light and having the authority around you, that Satan, if you're walking in the darkness, he can do whatever he wants to. He can kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, I really believe that. I believe that he can take your life at any given moment. Why? Because you're in darkness. But if you're a child's kid, if you're walking in the blood, if you're born again, if you're walking in the light, I'm guaranteeing you, God's got a hedge around you because you've been praying with him. You got a relation with him. You have the heart of God. You've been talking. God's put a hedge around you. And the only thing that can touch you is what God has allowed to come through his hand. So any time that the child of God is walking in light has a problem, listen to me, somebody. Anytime somebody's got a problem, whether your wife divorced you, whether a family member died and it's affected your heart, whether your finances are gone and you're losing it all, it's because if you're walking in obedience and you're walking in light, it's because either Jesus bragged on you or he's trying to mold and shape you to a deeper and a higher level in the anointing.
Yes, amen.
There's a price for all things. What did he tell the man that had all the riches? All this man wanted was to, well, so he told Jesus, he said, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to inherit the kingdom of heaven? He said, you're a man of many riches. He said, go and sell all you've got and give it to the poor. And then pick up your cross and follow me. And it hardened his heart. He couldn't do it. He turned and went the other way. My God, have mercy on the people that have turned from the blood of Jesus and from the light. My God, don't want you to turn from the light. He wants you to get your priorities in order. He wants you to get your mind straight. Let me tell you, this is just a stepping stone where we're at. We're climbing the ladder on our way to heaven, and if you're not willing to give up any and everything in this earth for Jesus, you may not make it.
That's right.
But the things in this earth has people bound. Whether it's a home, whether it's a new truck, or whether it's just many wealths, whatever it may be, money, cocaine addictions. People don't think Christians do cocaine, let me tell you. There's people probably listening to us right now, they're hiring a cab right now, thinking they're in the light, thinking they're walking in the blood of Jesus. Either that or they're sitting there drinking four or five beers just out of their head. I mean, there's all kinds of people. I'm telling you, they ain't there yet. But God may get them there. I'm not giving up on them yet. God may take that away from them. I'm praying that he will. But I'm just saying, there's all kinds of circumstances. And tonight I ask the question, where do you stand with Jesus? Praise
the Lord. Amen.
Amen. That's a good question. Where do you stand with Jesus? You know, I tell you what, God is looking for people that will be like him. You know, when you take on the word Christian, you take on the word being Christ-like. And, you know, that's what it's going to take. If we get into the kingdom of God, we're going to have to be Christ-like. I want to go to a song right here. So worship with us here in this song and praise with us. And we'll be right back in a minute with some more ministry.
The Hansons are going to be at Word of Faith Family Worship Center, 805 Mulberry Street in Loudoun, 2 o'clock Sunday, and here's the Hansons.
Won't that be a hallelujah, reach for the chapeau to the side? Where the saints of old, standing with the breach to welcome us across the tide. We'll lift our hands, yeah, don't shout all through the land. And we can think of just about it, we'll have them all over again.
Celebration for getting where we sit, standing on the top of Zion, triumphant over. First the angels will stop singing, then the doorbell start ringing, then the peril of heaven, oh, when the saints go marching in.
Won't that be a hallelujah,
we
can step on the
praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the brother Eric Henson. And they're going to be at the Word of Faith Church there from the original Hensons. They're going to be at the Word of Faith there Sunday at 2 o'clock. just of singing and ministering to us and just worshiping the Lord. So if you're in this area, you would come and be with us. It's going to be a great time and a great blessing. I'm looking forward for it. So I'm going to ask Sister Betty to come and read this scripture here. It's 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 14.
Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from amongst them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the word of God, and that's what he's telling them. You know, and I tell you what, I thank God that we can come out and be what he wants us to be. And I see that we've just got about 2 minutes left, so or 3 minutes left, so Brother Terry, would you like to lead us in prayer? And let's just pray for the needs, pray for the radio station, and pray for the brother that was in that contacted us last week while we was on the broadcast in the Philippines. And let's just pray for him and just thank God for him and trust God that he's making a CD and he's going to be releasing it and songs. And so just pray that God will put a blessing and anointing up on it. And you know that he'll touch the people whenever they're sung. And he's supposed to one of these days send us a song that we'll be playing on our broadcast. And I thank God for it. So, Brother Terry, just lead us in prayer there.
Father, you know that our needs are great in these hours. Lord, we know that you hear all voices, that you hear all the cries of your people. Lord, and we know that you're a God of compassion and mercy and of love. And we thank you, Lord, for you seeing all things. I know that we see things darkly, through the glass darkly right now, but I thank you, Lord, for moving up on the hearts of people to give unto this ministry and to let it be strong in the Lord so it can go throughout the lands, setting the captive free, bringing the people out of darkness into light, and even the people that are in disobedience, letting the Spirit touch their hearts to bring them into your glory. Father, I thank you for all the new works in the ministry that's being started in this end time hour. I thank you for the anointing and your blessings that are upon it to be able to prosper in these days of the end time. But Lord, you know every need. I don't have to call them all out. I just say, Lord, search the hearts of your people and move in a mighty special way tonight, whether it's in healing or whether it's in finances or whether it's just in a new heart or coming out of the wilderness into the dark, out of the dark wilderness into the light. Father, you know what each and every individual needs. I thank you for all the churches that are walking in obedience that hear your voice, Lord. And tonight as we go off the air, Father, I ask that you'll let the hearts be troubled that needs to be troubled, that you will touch the hearts that are in disobedience and let them see truth in what we've said and not let them be angry or let them be upset or any wrath or malice be brought forth, but let them see who you are for who you want them to be. And Lord, just have mercy upon them. The Bible says pray for one another. I pray for these homosexuals that have been off the boat, so to speak, or out of your will or misled or deceived, Lord. I pray that you'll have compassion and shine your light and show them truth. Give them a hunger and a thirst after righteousness.
Yes.
Lord, I know that they're not people that are bad people. I'm not saying they're bad. I'm saying they're out of your will. And I ask that to come back into your will the way you want them to be, not the way they want to be. And, Lord, I just ask that you bless each and every one within the sound of my voice and let them feel your presence in their heart. Even as the disciples said, when Jesus spoke to them, he said, didn't our hearts burn within us when he spoke? See, Jesus spoke by revelation. I pray that as I speak, as I pray, as I talk, that the Holy Ghost will burn in your heart so you'll know truth is truly there. And I give him praise tonight. But, Lord, as we go off the air, I ask that in a mighty special way, everyone that is in need of miracles, let your miracles flow, let your miracles touch, and let your miracles recover all things that's been destroyed and lost. In Jesus' name.
Praise God. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I appreciate everyone called in tonight and be with us just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. And so our time has done come and gone. We'll have to say good night. And God bless you. We love you. And just call us back there anytime and be with us there. So, Brother Terry, don't you give me a call when you get off there. So we'll say good night. God bless. Bye.
Praise the Lord.
Good night.